Sam, you've been welcomed into the fold. What was it like this morning?
Oh, it was a bit daunting, Ashley. Was looking forward to meeting all the boys, but went into the club first and got the kit and had a tour of the club and just rocked up to training and introduced myself to the boys. So, yeah.
Imagine your head's probably spinning after the last few days. How's it been?
Yeah, no, it's been unreal. Couldn't get to sleep last night. Just thinking about everything, how quick things have changed and the opportunity I have at the moment and also the time difference as well, just 2.5 hours behind, so, yeah.
So how are you finding Adelaide? Have you ever been here before?
Yeah, I've been here a couple of times through the 18s championships last year and came over this year as well, so it's not a bad state. It's a bit like Perth as well, a bit quiet, and a bit more quiet than Perth, but I like it, so it's good.
Did you ever think you'd one day call it home?
Nah, never thought, but I was before the draft, I was preparing myself mentally and for a move over, overstate. So,
what was your impression of Port Adelaide, the club, before you did get drafted?
Port Adelaide, yeah, I always thought Port Adelaide was a great club and always admired the players like Bokey and like Robbie Gray and Wines, all those type of players, always looked up to them. So, great to be a part of the club and training and playing alongside them, hopefully.
You played a bit of league footy in You played a bit of league footy in WA. For people who haven't seen any of those highlights or whatever, how would you describe yourself? What do you hope to bring to the table?
Yeah, well, just in those few league games that I did play, I was playing on the half forward flank and a bit in the midfield, and I just relied on my pace and just my hardness around the ball, just defensive pressure, and also when we go on attack, just hit the scoreboard and score involvements, I guess, so setting up goals and that. So,
what kind of expectations do you put on yourself over the summer and heading into your first season?
For myself, my expectations are just to put my head down and work hard and get the respect of the boys and just to learn the culture and just the game plan of the team and hopefully push my way into the side, if not just play some good sample footy.
Do you think half forward is where you start off next year?
Yeah, I think that's where I see myself. Just starting off with the half forward flank and as time goes on, make my way into the midfield.
Are you aiming to play AFL this year?
Next year, yeah. That's my goal that I'm going to set myself, push myself and prepare myself as well physically and, yeah, hopefully make my way into the side. If not, I'll just keep at it and just see where I head up, where I end up.
So in terms of the way you like to play, you like to take the game on and get involved kicking goals, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, this year I've made my way into the forward line and midfield a bit more. Last year I played back line, so I'm kicking a few more goals and going for a few more runs. So hopefully I'll bring that to this team as well.
Are there any players that you've based your game on, Sam?
Not really. I just kind of just played my own style of footy. But when I was younger, I always used to look up to the Eagles midfield. Just try to model my game on them, and just play how I normally play.
At what point last year, obviously you were playing some league footy there in Perth. At what point did you know you could be an AFL footballer?
Probably when I kept playing game after game, just because of my form. My coach was giving me some good reviews after the game, so I got a bit of positive feedback, and I just worked on what I needed to work on, as I played those last six games, I thought I could have a good crack at AFL level. So,
you're strongly built for an 18-year-old, and some people are already comparing you to Ollie Wines. Is that something you've worked on, or has that come naturally to you?
I guess that's kind of come naturally, yeah, but yeah, I've had to work a lot on my body as well, just making sure I'm not overweight or eating too much. But, yeah, that's a good comparison, I guess, because he's a unit, so, yeah.
Do you really like that tough, contested sort of stuff? I know you said you played a lot playing half four, but that sort of midfield stuff, getting the hard ball and getting it out, extracting from clearances and stuff like that.
Yeah, ever since I can remember, just playing junior footy and stuff, I've always just, going in hard and just bumping, laying tackles and stuff. So I like that side of of footy, I guess.
What's the sort of journey to get to the draft been like for you, Sam? Like, is it always, you know, you have kids who always dream of wanting to play AFL footy, or others can take it or leave it? What, how have you sort of gotten here?
Since I can remember, just being down at the park with my brother, just hours just kicking the footy, and through development and through all the representative sides, just always had that goal of making it to the AFL, and finally made it to an AFL club, and I'm just going to take it with both hands and just give it everything.
I guess it feels like while you've achieved one thing, the next thing starts now.
Yeah, that's it. It's only just the beginning, so hopefully to a good career. So.
Did you know any of the other draftees before you guys all arrived at the club?
I didn't know them well, but I knew them through the All-Stars match and through the combine as well. So.
Okay.
Good guys, sharing a room with Will and Drew at the moment, so yeah.
Okay, great.
Did you have any idea that Port Adelaide was interested? I had a good chat with you before.
I had a few good, like, meaningful chats with them over the past couple of years, but they didn't really show a lot of interest, but I'm happy I'm here, so, yeah.
Were there a few nerves on draft night? Like, did you think you might have gone a bit earlier or later or whatever?
Yeah, I had all the family and friends over, and wasn't expecting to go first round. I was hoping, like, for, like, a late second round or something like that, so just hear my name, like, get caught out in the first round was just crazy, yeah.
So you were in Perth watching the draft, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just had family and friends over, so...
Sweet.
And did Ken or anyone ring you up?
Yeah, Ken called me about 5 or 10 minutes later, just congratulating me and just saying, just welcome me to the club, and he said he can't wait to see me, but he's off to China, I think, so, yeah.
Beautiful.
Good work, all good. Well done.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks.
Good stuff, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, nice to meet you.